There's two teens that want you to stop using plastic straws. And you think of all the things they try to take away from you. First, it was plastic bags.
Uh-huh. Then there's that whole thing about how bad K-cups
are. K-cups.
But I could not go back now. And it seems so crazy to think that just maybe 3 or 4 years ago, even just coming into here, like you'd have your coffee pot, you put your coffee in, you'd brew a pot of coffee and away you go.
It makes things simpler.
Uh-huh.
So what are you supposed to do if you go out to a restaurant? The thing is that straws are saying are not biodegradable, mm-hmm. that people use 500 million straws every single day. It's enough to wrap around the earth 2.5 times. So what they want you to do is boycott them instead. Their goal is one less straw. And then you have to, if you use a straw, you have to pledge to donate 25 cents to their cause. But what is the alternative?
Taking your own cup everywhere with you.
For K-cups, say you can at least get your regular ground coffee and they have the little mesh reusable filters, which is still a hassle in my opinion.
And I've tried that and I picked up one and tried it and it started to leak in the in my Keurig. So I'm like, yep, done with this.
That's back all to it the took, one time.
Yeah, back to the K-cups.
One
no
and
mess.
Done.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and the thing is like, you can end up having to take like some kind of like cup with a lid on it because like if you go and get a coffee from somewhere like you know or an iced tea and you've got a straw in there like how are you gonna drink it otherwise? And if you're in the car, you'd be slopping it around everywhere.
You have to bring your. I have those to-go cups that you can get from Starbucks and you can bring it back and it's refilled. The plastic ones that have that plastic, that hard plastic straw. Mm-hmm. I just pull it out and throw it away because how do you wash? You can't wash the inside. You're going to let hot water run through it. It's extremely
gross.
Inconvenient. So what is the answer to that?
I'm not sure. I have no idea.
You can tweet at PetchNamey or 424-1234 be part of the show.
Hi, you're 97.7. Who's this?
Hey, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Oh, well, I was wondering if anybody called in with the voice of reason yet with these paper bag or plastic bag crap.
No, go
Why
ahead.
Be go back to paper like we used to at the grocery store. They ask you paper or plastic. Go back to paper. It's biodegradable.
That's true.
Why did they stop with paper?
I don't know, but we also used to use them for book covers. How many kids
would
they have to buy stuff? Bring them home, we'd drape them apart, color all over them.
Yeah, book, how old are you, Mark?
30.
See, I'm 32, and I was talking to somebody, they're like, no, we don't do that. I was like, oh, cool, I'm old.
My wife's 39, and we both sat here and looked at each other the same thing. We were like, why not just go back to paper?
That's true.
Look, you should run for something. I'll vote for you.
Oh, you know, it's just way too common sense these days.
That's very, very true.
Mark, where are you calling from?
Calling right now from Lewis.
All right, thank you for checking, and have a great day, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow. Then think of that.
And isn't it funny that sometimes when someone says something like that, like wrapping books in paper when you were a kid, like that's something you never pops in your head at all. And it's like, oh, yeah, I used to do that all the time.
You can tweet at PetchNamey or 424-1234 be part of the show.